Traffic, in and of itself, can never irritate anybody. It just does what it does. Traffic doesn't really care. Don't allow the traffic in your life, whether it's the automobile traffic or the people trafficking in and out of your life, to be something that irritate or control you. They're all on purpose. They're all exactly where they're supposed to be. Don't allow yourself, that inner world of yours, to be irritated and harmed internally by the traffic. Creating money is just like creating anything else in your life. It involves not being attached to it and not giving it power over your life in any way. Suffering has always played out in form. It is not you who suffers, only the person you imagine yourself to be. All you have become is the result of all you have thought. Surrendering is an act of the heart. How do you surrender? Just let go. You mustn't attempt to will anything. You need only be willing. Even though the sky will be different in a few hours, its present perfection and completeness is not deficient. You too are presently perfect and not deficient, because you will be different tomorrow. You are intelligence within your form, just as the rose is an intelligence that delivers the fragrance and appearance of a flower. Abundance flows when we love what we are doing. Everything you are currently against blocks you from abundance. Willingness to use trust and knowing will come to you only through your thoughts. Miracles can only happen when you get rid of the concept of impossible and allow yourself to experience the magic of knowing. The first step toward discarding a scarcity mentality involves giving thanks for everything that you are and everything that you have. In your soul lies the entryway to the world of real magic. To enter the realm of real magic, you will have to suspend all thoughts of limitation and become a spiritual being first, a being who has no limitation in your inner domain, where boundaries are non-existent. Acting as if you already were what you want to become and knowing that you can become it is the way to remove self-doubt and enter your real magic kingdom. There must be bliss and harmony within in order for you to know miracles. Have in your mind that which would constitute a miracle for you. Get the vision. Suspend disbelief and skepticism. Allow yourself to take the journey toward real magic. Examine what you believe to be impossible, and then change your belief. We talk privately to God and call it prayer. So then, why does a return call seem so far-fetched, particularly if we believe that there is some universal intelligence out there that you are addressing? Enlightenment is the quiet acceptance of what is. When we love ourselves, we refuse to allow others to manage our emotions from afar. Forgiveness is our means to that end. Forgiveness is the ability to give away love in the most difficult of circumstances. Giving is the key to forgiving. Some of the most despicable human behavior has been conducted in the name of, "I'm only following the law," or "I'm only doing my job." If we are to have magical bodies, we must have magical minds. Treasure your physical being as a vehicle that houses your soul. Once you have the inner way, the outer way will follow. We receive only that which we are willing to let in. Create an inner harmony where your loving soul guides your physical behavior rather than having your soul always come in second place. Surrendering is trusting in the forces and principles that are always at work in this perfect universe. The reality of life speaks to us in silence. Forgiveness is man's highest achievement because it shows true enlightenment in action. It shows that one is in touch with the energy of love. Judgment means that you view the world as you are, rather than as it is.